Paul, where do you start by explaining that performance today?
I think it's shown what we're capable of when we get our players back fit. We felt all along, and I know I've been saying to you guys that we're a good team, and I've been making myself look a little bit stupid by saying the performances have been good and we keep getting beat. Said to the players there, fantastic performance, delighted with them. But that has to be our benchmark for the rest of the season now, and all of a sudden a result like that can really kick you on. I think having Gabby Tamas and Maite in at the back, Bongani Kamalo back fit, James Husband back fit, Paul Keegan back fit, James Coppinger back fit. There's a lot of players in there that make us better, and that's no disrespect to the young kids that have come in, because the experience they've had of playing in their games will do them really good for the future. But we have to keep it going now. We've had great results against QPR and Forest and Leicester, and we've not really backed it up the way we want to do. But I believe now with the squad, the strength in the squad we've got, that we'll do that.
At 2 o'clock when you submitted those team sheets, you must have been a bit more confident than in recent weeks when you look down and see that starting 11 that you had today. It must have filled you with a bit more confidence.
It did. And I think the boys who have come in have got to take a lot of credit. Gabby Tamas hasn't played in a proper match since May, and he's just cruised through 90 minutes, which shows you the calibre of the player we're getting. That's only Abdu's second game since October. James Husband's second game after being out for nearly 14 weeks. Paul Keegan's first game for 8 weeks. So as much as you're delighted to have them back, you're just hoping that they're going to get through the game. But I think it's credit to the players' attitude that they've done that today.
How pleased were you with the defence today? I know your side scored 3 goals today, but you kept a clean sheet and you didn't really let Wigan in for much at all, did you?
We didn't. The games I've been talking about in recent weeks, we've been in a majority of them playing really well, but we've just lacked a little bit of concentration at the back. I think with having a new back four, if you like, with the experience that's in there, there's between Gabby, Bongs and Abdu, there's hundreds and hundreds of games of experience there, and I think that showed today.
And not forgetting James Husband as well, who did ever so well and obviously created the run for the penalty, and he was one of many who we could talk about and wax lyrical about tonight.
It was, I thought, all the way through, and the subs that came on contributed as well, the players who didn't come on, the players that are in the squad. We're trying to create a togetherness here. It's really hard to do when you're getting beat and you're not winning games, but I think the boys have hung in there. Said all along, we always felt if we could get through this period with injuries and still being touching distance down the bottom, we would be confident and gives us a lot of belief going into the next 20 games.
How much of a calming influence was Paul Keegan in the centre of midfield today? How much have you missed him over recent weeks?
I think he was terrific. He's the one thing he does, and it's no disrespect to Keegs, he does his job, but does his job properly. And the more players you have like that in the team, the better. And what it does as well, having Keegs in there, the players appreciate what a good player he is, and it gives them a little bit of confidence going into the game as well.
Do you think he's one of those who sort of goes unnoticed a bit by fans? Obviously not by the management and the players around him, but he, as you say, does his job without being over the top, without being too spectacular.
Yeah, but that's what the best players do, and I think if you've seen the reception he got off the fans when he came off the pitch, I'm pretty sure they appreciate him as well.
In terms of, as well, Chris Brown, obviously getting 2 more goals today, we've talked about a lot of the strikers you're trying to bring into the club. Chris Brown sort of laid down a bit of a marker for himself as well today, hasn't he?
Like Keegs, Brown has been absolutely terrific for me. He really has. We've worked a lot in recent weeks of trying to get a bit more support to him. And I think we've seen that today. We worked a lot Thursday and Friday, but getting balls in the box and giving Brownie a hand, because I felt sorry for him some weeks because he's been kicked from pillar to post. He's working his butt off. And he's coming off the pitch and not really getting a chance. So I'm delighted for him today. I spoke to him before the game and just said, look, don't get frustrated, because you keep doing what you're doing, the chances will come.
You've had some big wins here at the Keep Mo this season, against QPR, against Leicester, the draw against Nottingham Forest as well. This one must top it though, doesn't it? Winning by 3 goals and the performance from start to finish.
Yeah, I think the performance, it's fantastic to score goals and keep clean sheet. I thought, and this is me moaning again, I thought we should have had another penalty, and James Coppinger's goal was a yard onside. But I can't moan too much tonight. But the performance from start to finish, and we've been speaking to the players a lot lately that to go out and play the football we play doesn't just happen. You really have to outfight the opposition first, but do it for 95 minutes, and I think we've done that today, and that allowed us to play.
The only frustrating thing about today is that the others in the bottom three have all won as well, Yeovil and Barnsley too. For Doncaster, bit frustrating maybe, but again, at this stage of the season, picking up those 3 points is vital.
It is. Look, we can't worry or look too much to what other teams are doing. You know, we have to get our own house in order here. The signs from today are encouraging, and as I said, you know, that has to be our benchmark. You know, too many times we've dropped below standards a little bit after a win like that, and we believe we've now got the experience in the squad to kick on.
And you've eaten away that goal difference a bit today, which could be crucial come the end of the season.
It does, and you know, clean sheets win you games a lot of the time, and we've got to keep doing that. And we believe with the back four that played today, and don't forget we've got Jamie McComb, Rob Jones and Paul Quinn to come back as well. You know, that's a strong squad of defenders.
Obviously a bit of movement transfer-wise last week. Do you anticipate anything over the next 7 days?
Yeah, we're hopeful. We thought we were close to getting a striker in for today. I'm glad we didn't after that performance. So, you know, we're pretty confident. I know everybody wants it done yesterday, but we just have to make sure it's the right one.
Nick Prochvitz is obviously the name that's doing the rounds. Can you say is him?
I've had loads of names chucked at me this week, so I'm definitely not going to tell you what one it is.
Are you close, though? You have spoken to the club, obviously. Have you spoken to the player himself?
We've spoke to a few clubs and we've spoke to a few players, and you know, if we do get the one we want, I don't think MD will be disappointed.
Is it just a striker you're looking at?
At the minute, you know, with the players coming back, a lot of them, I know it's the old cliche, it's like having a few new signings in the team anyway, you know, and I think we've seen that today.
And Chris Brown's performance today doesn't sort of change your mind in terms of what you want to bring in. It was going to be there regardless.
Of course it was, you know, and the one thing we need to do is help Brown out a little bit, because he's flogging himself at the minute.